There's this general bias that Cliff was almost alluding to of Delaware law. Delaware has become, you can call it the wonderful fountainhead of corporate and entity law, or you can call it the lowest common denominator of getting things done for businesses. So there's this. There certainly is a bias in financial markets and other places for going to Delaware. However, when you really look at what's gone on in Texas statutes, Texas often led the creation of many of the steps. A group of us was talking last night at dinner about mixed entity mergers, conversions, LLPs. A lot of those things were created here in Texas and then morphed into things that Delaware and other states picked up. So there is quite a bit of creativity in our statute and quite a bit of flexible interaction of the different parts of the business organization code in Texas that I think strongly benefit being in Texas. Now, we'll go into some of these things in a little more detail. By contrast, that Delaware has its Chancery Court, the Chancery Court jurisdiction, the case law that comes out of there, and there's just a lot more of it that's a lot more consistent, shall I put it. But the influence of Delaware is fairly disproportional to the size of the state, but that's a business they chose to get into 100 years ago, was to become the place that people chose to incorporate. If you look at the various entities that are out there, the menus are basically the same, but there are some differences. And so as you're looking at a business that may be doing business in multiple jurisdictions, may have multiple owners, may have a single owner, you ought to take a look at whether it makes sense to go local, which is often simpler, or to take advantage of some of the things that Delaware provides. So with that, let me turn it over to Daryl for a few specifics here.